We don't need kitty paws in the podcast. It's not a podcast. It's a podcast.
But a podcast is a great idea.
We should do that.
Let's do a podcast about Elton John and...
And glamour toes for and kittens.
Getting blowouts.
Oh, wait. We're live. Okay. This is Carol the Cat.
And Mia Miyaklo.
And we've just come from the movie Don't Think Twice. Which...
It's a
comedy drama, dramedy.
Yeah, there was more drama
than comedy
than I expected, really.
Yeah.
It's right about half and half, I'd say.
Yeah. If not a little bit more on the drama side, I think.
Sorry, cat butt in my face.
not part of the movie, oddly. The movie. No, there was no cat butt at all. It probably could have used a bit of cat butt in a couple of key moments.
There were cats in the previews of the movie, right?
I can't remember.
Yes, there were.
There were. There were. But there weren't in the movie, so the cats got cut. So, no love for the cats.
Anyway.
Okay, so Don't Think Twice. This is a movie about an improv group called The Commune. It stars Key from Key and Peele.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people that I didn't recognize, except Mike...
Mike Birbiglia.
Birbiglia. I did recognize him.
I recognized his name. My friend that we saw it with, Jill, she texted me and said she's a big fan of Mike Birbiglia and
wants to see
this movie. She saw his stand-up. I Googled him because I've seen that name
mm-hmm.
dozens of times. And when I Googled him, I'm like, I don't recognize him. I must know his name from comedy writing.
Yeah.
So I've confirmed that that's the case. And then I saw at the end credits, he wrote and produced this.
Yeah.
And started it.
So he wore triple hats in this one. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't a bad film. It's a good film. It's well acted.
It is well acted. I'm going to say I love the movie because although it's predictable.
That's my,
I liked it. Extremely well.
Yes.
And it has a lot of heart.
Yeah.
You can put yourself in everybody's positions. I liked everybody.
I did like all of the characters.
Yeah,
I really did. My problem was after spending 15 minutes with them, I knew exactly where they were going to be at the end of the film.
Yeah.
And that's where they were at the end of the film.
That is.
And that's
right.
Never a good thing.
I didn't mind it in this situation because it's real life.
And there's one key plot point, and I'm not going to spoil it if you want to go see the film, that I didn't buy it the slightest. And I knew it was going to happen. And it's like, okay, yeah, this is going to happen. And when it happened, I was like, that makes absolutely no sense at all. It really does not. But it's like, well, this has to happen because it has to happen.
It furthers the plot.
Yeah. So, and it wasn't as funny as I had hoped. Not talking that, you know, all of the situations need to be funny because we're talking about, you know.
Well, when you say that, though, I think everything that they intend to be funny is funny. And then everything that is intended to be
dramatic is dramatic.
Yeah.
I think they got the drama right. I have to say the improv bits to me needed to be a little bit more funnier.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know if the improv bits were actually improv'd.
Oh, no, I wouldn't think so. I would wager not.
If they weren't, they needed to be written a lot funnier. And I don't know of any improv troupe that has the same prompt. Don't sit on our speaker. They don't want to hear your butt, Sam.
The same prompt every show. Yeah.
Yeah, they started
with
the show.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Because
like,
I've seen the same improv group for a while.
And it's never
there's sort of a rotating
Yeah,
thing.
There's rotating prompts. Because you'll have people that come back to your shows all the time. And it's
right.
like, you can't start your show with the same question all the time. And the prompt that they used is such a ridiculously generic prompt that I was like, no, I need something a little bit more with the improv bits.
They needed to play to a more intelligent audience,
right.
is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that they dumbed it down a little bit.
They did dumb it down. I'll concede to that point.
I think that happens with the predictability as well.
Yeah.
They dumbed the story down a little bit going, okay, this has to happen now, and this has to happen to this character, and this has to happen to that character. But it's so well acted, and I did actually like the characters that, I mean, I would give this a B, a solid B.
Okay. Well, it's a limited release film, mm-hmm. so Charlotte is lucky to have it.
Yeah.
So go see it. We saw it at the Manor, which is the only theater in Charlotte.
The only theater showing it.
Yep. I don't know. I'm not sure what else I want to say.
What grade would you give it?
I would give it an A-.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would give it a solid B because the performances really are there. To me, it just needed a little bit more help with the script. And I don't want to blame Mike Birbiglia for that, but you did write it.
Well, I was glad to see him in a major role.
Yeah.
I liked to see Key.
I like to see Key do stuff other than Key and Peele.
Right.
And having seen him in Keanu this year, it was nice to see him do an actual dramatic part. I think he's actually a really good actor.
Yeah. And I like to see him with his shirt off, too.
Yeah, he is easy on the eyes. Sorry, Peele, but Key's got that one nailed.
Peele has the lips.
Yes.
Anyway, let's see.
But, yeah.
So. And the other cast members I've seen before.
I've seen them elsewhere.
I just don't know where I know them from.
And I will say, if the improv bits were improv'd, the guy that played Bill, the one with the glasses, is probably the best improv artist. Because he was consistently funny to me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look up where I know him from.
Because I've seen them all before, but I watch a lot of stand-up, and I watch a lot of independent films. So I'm sure I've probably kind of seen them around.
Mm-hmm.
So that is Don't Think Twice. Don't Look Twice. That's a totally different film. That's a horror film. Don't Think Twice.
Don't Think Twice. My rating is an A-.
And mine is a B.
Go see it at the Manor.
Yeah. And we'll catch you next time.
Good night.
Good night.